You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's time for a trending report. What's trending? Well, we can just say right off the bat, people are very excited about the upcoming Broncos football season because we got the new coach, we got the new quarterback. Oh my God, we're going to go win the Super Bowl.
New ownership.
Everything.
So
fresh,
new.
Shiny and new. Fresh coat of paint on our Broncos team. They're even talking about new uniforms here.
I heard rumors of a new stadium here eventually.
Oh,
new.
And if you act right now, I bring this up because Broncos open training camp this Wednesday, and that practice session is open to the public, so people can flock out there to see
packed.
Russell Wilson.
It's packed every year. Everyone's out there with their Broncos fold-up chairs and their Bronco blankets and their Bronco foam fingers.
Let me ask you something.
What?
Do you think it's a good thing that people have such high expectations of the team, or...
Well, yeah,
is that not
it's
a good
fun.
Thing?
You know, they're putting it
it's
out.
Fun.
They're putting
that,
it out there. You know, the positivity and let's do this. It's gonna be a great year. What do you want them to be sitting out there going, "You guys suck"?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm talking about the level of expectation. Is that a good thing? I love
sure
the excitement over the team. That's great.
Sure.
But are we already putting these, you know, expectations that this team is gonna, you know, go to the Super Bowl this year? I don't know. I was just wondering. I don't know. On the other end of the spectrum, the Rockies lost Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Milwaukee. They'll play the Brewers again today, but at least the Rockies kept it close. The Boston Red Sox lost at home on Saturday by a score of 28-5.
Man,
I was talking with Gretch about that, and because they were at home, and they're losing 28-5. She goes, "Boy, that stadium's probably empty by now." I go, "No, I think if I'm in the stands at a baseball game, a professional Major League Baseball game, where a team has scored 20-something runs, I'm not leaving.
So see how bad it gets.
I want to see, it's almost like a, you know, a pinball score or whatever. I want to see how high it can get.
It's like when we go off the air sometimes, it's just dead air. People just keep listening just to see how long we're off the air.
How long until some idiot figures out what's going on?
It's great for our ratings. So we go off the air from time to time.
Get a load of this. The price, I filled up with gasoline this weekend. It was just under a quarter of a tank, and it cost me $36 to fill up.
All right.
I know for you that's like $136, but they say the average U.S. price of regular grade gasoline has dropped 32 cents in the last 2 weeks.
That's good.
I saw it some places near where I live where it was down into the threes, like $3.95, $3.99.
It's pretty sad when we get excited about that. They're like,
"Oh
my gosh, it's so low now."
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh my God, I'm happy that it's under $4 a gallon." So hopefully that will continue because, you know, those price of fuel, that's affecting the prices of a lot of things.
You know, everything,
about the airline
essentially.
Tickets
yeah.
being outrageous, everything.
Food, everything.
Everything. So that's going on. I was looking at this story about Netflix. They're sick and tired of people stealing the service. And, you know, so many people use, you know, share their password with other people. Well, they're rolling out a new plan, the old Netflix. They're trying it out down in Central and South America, in several countries down there, where you can pay to add another household to your account. So what are you paying for Netflix right now? Like $14-15 a month? Is that right?
Sounds about right, yeah.
So for another $2 or $3, you can add an additional home, and you can add up to three of them.
All right.
So really, if it's if you're going to be above board and be honest about it, let's say it's $3 a month and it's $15 for you, you could share it with a family member, add $3 to make it $18, and then split it.
Right.
So that your cost is only $9. Am I doing all my math right here?
Seems right. Yeah.
Anyway, they say some people are worried about, "Oh, what happens when I go on vacation? I want to use Netflix someplace else." They say, "Well, you'll have a..." Did I sound just like somebody who would be saying that?
"I want my Stranger Things.
You. Well, you'll have a 2-week window to use it without being charged as long as you have not used it from that location before. So they're going to be wise to you if you keep going to a family member's house. And doing
all right.
So anyway, this is Central and South America. No idea yet when this will land in the U.S. of A., but you know that it is coming.
Did you see that funny meme floating around? It said if Stranger Things was a British TV show, they would have changed the name to Bit Strange, Isn't It? Or Bit Odd, Isn't It?
I love it. I do love it.
Bit Odd, Isn't It? That's what it was. Bit Odd, Isn't It?
They just talk better than we do. Let's just face it.
I'd watch that.
What else is trending?
Oh, what else? Let me scroll back up here, my Word document. Comic-Con is trending, you nerds. A bunch of highlights from this year's Comic-Con in San Diego. That's the biggie. I follow a lot of Comic-Con Instagram accounts, and I was nerding out this weekend. Some of the highlights, 2 new Avengers movies are coming out. Dun, 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 dum. I know you're so excited.
Do you see me celebrating? Look at me waving my hands.
Yes,
in the air.
I know.
Like,
you're
I just
like,
don't
yeah,
care.
Let's do it. Avengers Kang Dynasty coming May of 2025. And then 6 months later, Avengers Secret Wars. There's a new Black Panther movie coming out. The trailer was released for that. A new Daredevil Disney Plus series called Daredevil Born Again. So a lot of comic book stuff. A Baby Groot series coming to Disney Plus called I Am Groot. The one that caught my attention, and I actually watched the trailer, the 4th installment of John Wick. It's just going to be called John Wick, exactly like the first one. So that's going to get confusing for some people.
I still have not seen those.
They're good.
This is the guy who's mad about his dog getting killed or something?
Yeah, first two are good. 3, you're kind of like, all right, it's getting a little old. Now 4, I don't know, we'll see. And then AMC showed off a trailer for the final episodes of, my God, this is still on, The Walking Dead.
It is still on?
It's still on. I guess they're wrapping it up. It's the final episodes. And they also revealed that Rick Grimes, the original guy from the cop guy, Rick Grimes, there's a movie that they've been planning for a while with him. So I guess he's going to be in it. So whatever.
We tried to watch the latest season of Better Call Saul, but apparently it's not on. Whatever.
No, it's not on Netflix yet. You got to set it to record. On Paramount Plus right now.
I don't have Paramount
Plus. No, is
Plus.
It Paramount Plus? No, that's Yellowstone. It's on AMC. You got to set AMC to record. Yeah. So I've watched, they have 2 episodes released. I think 3rd comes out tonight. It's good, man. It's so good. They're finally starting to tie it all into Breaking Bad now.
You know, it was hilarious, too, because so if you've ever gone so long and you don't remember where you left off.
Oh, yeah.
So we were looking, we're like, did we watch season 5? So we started watching season 5. We're like, we thought
familiar.
It might be the new one. And we're like, no, wait a minute. This looks familiar.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to miss that show so much when it wraps up. Angry Kid Rock.
Because I have the hots for Kim Wexler.
You do?
Yeah.
Ah, it's too bad that they kill her off. Angry Kid Rock fans trashed the North Dakota State Fair concert venue. This weekend, I guess the show was put on hold for roughly 2 hours and it was canceled altogether around 11 p.m. So the 11,000 people in the crowd basically went into a frenzy throwing beer cans and trash all over the stage. The concert workers, they were rushing the stage. The mosh pit raged, this story says.
I'm sorry, what concert was this?
Kid Rock.
For Kid Rock.
As you can imagine. Oh, give me my Kid Rock. Anyway, all sorts of police footage coming out from this weekend in that concert. So bad. All right, so this story caught my attention this weekend, and I will say I clicked on it. Total clickbait headline. So I want to kind of tiptoe around the story a little bit because it's somewhat naughty, but there was a bunch of headlines over the weekend about NASA banning self-gratification in space, essentially. But it turns out it's just clickbait. It was coming from articles based on a Conan O'Brien podcast that was on last week, featuring a mechanical engineer who works for a NASA contractor. It doesn't even work for NASA. So they were interviewing this guy. And
it certainly isn't going to space.
It's not at all. And they were interviewing this guy, and they were kind of riffing about, you know, being naughty in space, and could you, you know, have your alone time with yourself in space. And they started joking about, you know, obviously liquids floating around in space and what would happen to all that stuff floating around. And it got spun into somehow, you know, this is why we can't have the female astronauts up there with the guys doing this, because they could essentially get pregnant. And people were reporting this as news over the weekend, getting you to click on it. It doesn't work that way. And even though it's fake, false, all that, really something to think about, though. Like, if that was a possibility and it was floating around up there and it somehow made its way, what a story of how you got pregnant, right?
Well, you'll click on anything.
I will. I thought that was interesting. I mean, the way they couched it with the headlines, I was like, there's no way that stuff is floating around and people are getting pregnant up there. You got pants on. You didn't read any of that?
No.
You know better, right?
It's dumb.
It's not dumb. It's like, oh my gosh. Do we really want that floating around up there? Oh, what else is going on? Oh, I do love this story. I posted it on our Facebook page, too. The Britain's Sun tabloid collected 12 bad habits and then listed potential benefits to each of these behaviors.
All right.
Based on some loose scientific research. Like biting your nails. They say that boosts your immune system by introducing bacteria into your body. I've heard the same thing about picking your nose and eating it, actually. They say that, you know, your nose is a filter and you're eating all that stuff and it's boosting your immunity. So eat your toenails and your boogers, guys. It's good for you. Chewing gum sharpens your focus and memory. Have you heard that one before?
I have.
I have too. That one's stupid. Playing with your hair alleviates boredom, can reduce anxiety. We talked about this when we have talked about peeing in the shower. It actually cleans your feet and prevents fungal issues. You've got good-looking feet, Dom. That's all I'm saying. Really smooth. And then this one about fidgeting. It says it can burn 10 times more calories than keeping still. I had a very interesting conversation with somebody over the weekend who had to take a lie detector test for his job. And he said the lie detector test was supposed to take 45 minutes to like an hour and a half. It took the guy 7 hours to complete the test on him because he was fidgeting so much. He's just naturally got a lot of energy.
7 hours?
And he's always moving, and they had
Who can sit somewhere for 7 hours?
They had to keep stopping it and starting it and starting over and take him into another room to calm down. And he said he took him 7 hours to get it done. And the guy's like, I've done 20,000 of these. I've never seen anything like this, like you. Did you know they hook probes up to your butt cheeks?
I know my dad used to...
No, you didn't answer the question. They hook up probes to your butt cheeks.
All I know is that my dad used to give lie detector tests.
Yeah.
He was the one of those guys who would... What's the word?
Administer them.
For?
Yeah, yeah.
Administer.
But I guess you clench your butt cheeks a lot when you lie, and they monitor that. So I had no idea. Isn't that incredible? It's like getting pregnant in space. All right, let's do clickbait. It's quick. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I just posted a video from this little 9-year-old girl who is a bass prodigy named Ellen. She kills it, man. She's 9, and she tears up the bass guitar. She's so good. Really awesome.
See that.
Check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
And there you go. That's what's trending.